Psych me out. Think outside the norm and become the best you. Diving into your own thoughts and questioning your actions. The law of attraction is the basis for all your thoughts. You use it every day, but you don't even realize it. What is the law of attraction, you may ask? Hold on to that thought.
Last time on the Psych Me Out podcast with DJ Nuts.
A lot of ideas from motivational speakers, mentors, other self-help speakers base their ideas off Carnegie's book. The ideas might seem like common sense, yet so many people look over them. What's going on? This is the Psych Me Out podcast with DJ Nuts. This podcast series is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Thanks for clicking on to episode 4 of the Psych Me Out podcast. Last episode, I talked about Dale Carnegie's self-life and help book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and 10 ideas to apply to your life based off the book. So if you missed out on that, make sure you click on episode 3. Also, to keep up to date on the newest episodes coming up, make sure to follow us on Twitter at psych_LOA. But on today, on episode 4, we are going to be discussing 13 characteristics mentally strong people don't do. I want to talk about this topic because I've stumbled on two different instances in the past week that have talked about a person being mentally weak. This show, of course, bases everything back to the law of attraction and improving oneself to become the best you. Now, last year, as many of you know, I had a show, a mixed martial arts show here on Penguin Radio called Grapple This with DJ Nuts. And a particular fighter I talked about and praised a lot of love for was a fighter named Rose Namajunas. Now, Rose is in the 115-pound strawweight division for women in the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And she has talked about being mentally better heading into her championship fight that she had last week against the current reigning champion of that division, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, who was undefeated heading into that fight. Now, Joanna loves to trash talk, and she got up to Rose's face, putting her fist just inches away. And she talked about Rose's boyfriend and him disrespecting women. And earlier in that week as well, Joanna talked about Rose being mentally beaten already, that she was mentally weak and didn't want to do the press conferences or meet with the media. Now, Rose embraced this. She knew that she used to be very emotional heading into her previous fights and that she has learned to control her emotions and not focus on the outside distractions. Now, Namajunas had a mantra she reiterated throughout the entire week, and as she stepped into the cage, you can see her mumbling this. And that mantra was, confidence, conditioning, composure, content, I'm a champion. And she repeated that several times throughout that week. She also recited the Lord's Prayer when Joanna put her fist inches away to her face. And Joanna did everything to get in Namajunas' mind, but she was not having it. Namajunas put a beating and would end up knocking out the former champion, Joanna, inside the first round of the fight. Rose then became the new champion and handed Joanna her first loss of her career. And after the fight, Rose Namajunas talked about being a good person, to stop trash talking and wanting to use her platform in MMA, mixed martial arts, to make the world a better place. Now, this really reiterates how important being mentally strong is. Joanna has gotten into opponents' heads before. She's the champion of getting into that person's head and really breaking them down, trash talking, but she couldn't do so to Rose. And this experience of Rose developing her mental strength intrigued me as it connected to improving herself to becoming her best possible version and the theme of my show. And that all goes back to my love of mixed martial arts. So I thought it was a perfect segue to lead us into our discussion today. The second instance is me finding a TED Talk with Amy Morin about the secret to becoming mentally strong. She talked about having several instances in her life about losing her loved ones constantly and how her life was unfair and how she asked, when was all of this going to end? When was life ever going to turn around and go her way? She said that she became mentally stronger over each of her losses. She finally told herself to not feel sorry about herself. And that spoke to me after having lost two of my family members in the span of less than a year. Amy Morin is a licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist. Since 2002, she has been counseling children, teens, and adults. She also works as a psychology instructor. Now, Amy's expertise in mental strength has attracted international attention. Her best-selling book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, is being translated into more than 20 languages. So here is a clip of her talking about the inspiration she found to writing her book.
I've always been interested in psychology and the idea of mental strength. Mental strength isn't about acting tough, it's about being strong. A few years ago, my journey with mental strength became personal. My mother passed away when I was 23. She died very suddenly from a brain aneurysm. And then my 26-year-old husband suddenly passed away from a heart attack. Again, I found myself going through this grieving process. Every year on the anniversary of what should be his birthday, we go on this family adventure, and we've gone skydiving and taking flying trapeze lessons and swim with sharks and ziplined. And we've turned his birthday into an absolute celebration that we all enjoy rather than sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves every year. A few years later, I was fortunate enough to find love again and I got remarried. And then my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. This time, I knew it was coming. And I wrote my original list about the 13 things mentally strong people don't do. Within a few days of originally publishing the article, it was reprinted on Forbes. And there it's gone on to reach almost another 10 million people. I've received dozens of emails and phone calls and people who have contacted me and said that they've made changes in their lives by focusing on those things that they shouldn't do because before they didn't recognize those bad habits. I'm really excited to be publishing this book because when my article came out, it started a conversation on mental strength. And so many people found the article to be helpful. But the book will help people build on the exercises that they can do and how to begin implementing those changes that they're excited about. And I feel like it started a global conversation on mental strength that's never been done before.
Very inspiring and something we can relate to. A lot of people say this. They keep on telling themselves, why is my life not fair? Why does it suck? So on that note, let's dive into her book and talk about the 13 things that mentally strong people don't do. Number one, they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. Mentally strong people don't sit around feeling sorry about their circumstances or how others have treated them. Instead, they take responsibility for their role in life and understand that life isn't always so easy or fair. People just have to understand that life isn't fair. But I'm still a believer in karma and positive energy, and that's what the law of attraction is. Do what you can on your part, but life isn't always going to go your way. If you keep a positive energy and attract positive people, positive things into your life, you're most likely going to bring positive experiences back to you. So don't think negatively. Do whatever you can in your power and take responsibility for your role in life. And number two, they don't give away their power. They don't allow others to control them, and they don't give someone else power over them. They don't say things like, oh, my boss or my professor makes me feel bad, because they understand that they are in control of their own emotions, and they have a choice in how they respond. This is like if you were bullied as a kid. If you're gonna let that bully control you the whole time, you have to say something eventually. You have to step up and take action. Tell a parent, tell a teacher, tell someone you trust, because that's gonna be the first step to taking action and responsibility and getting that bully away from you. So you have the choice in the end. You have the control over your own emotions, and they have a choice in how they respond. Number three, they don't shy away from change. Mentally strong people don't try to avoid change. Instead, they welcome positive change and are willing to be flexible. They understand that change happens and believe in their abilities to adapt. Personally, I believe this is my main weakness, is change. I usually try to stay in my comfortable state, but I understand that to become successful, you gotta embrace the weirdness, that awkwardness. That's how you develop improv skills and think on your feet, something essential when communicating to people, because things can change in the snap just like that. Number four, they don't waste energy on things they can't control. You won't hear a mentally strong person complaining over lost luggage or long traffic. Instead, they focus on what they can control in their lives. They recognize that sometimes the only thing they can control is their attitude, and that's key. Waking up in the morning, you have the choice of waking up to that first alarm, or are you gonna roll back in bed and say, oh, give me another 20 minutes? It's all about attitude, and if you wanna break that attitude, it's gotta change through repetition and practice. Like I mentioned in my first episode, you gotta break your paradigm. It's easier said than done. Number five, they don't worry about pleasing everyone. Mentally strong people recognize that they don't need to please everyone all the time. They're not afraid to say no or speak up when necessary. They strive to be kind and fair, but can handle other people being upset if they didn't make them happy. Have an opinion. Not everyone's gonna agree with what you're saying, and be prepared for people to question you. Don't be afraid to speak up when necessary, just like what it says. Don't try to come to the norm and try to be buddy-buddy with everyone. Sure, be kind and fair, but have a different opinion when you do have a different opinion. Don't conform to what the norm is if you don't believe in that. Number six, they don't fear taking calculated risks. They don't take reckless risks, but don't mind taking calculated risks. Mentally strong people spend time weighing the risks and benefits before making a big decision, and they are fully informed of the potential downsides before they take action. Every action taken in our lives has a risk involved. Mentally strong individuals are not scared to take calculated risks, even if it means that they might have a potential downside to their action. What they will, however, do is that if they fail, they will use it as an opportunity to learn and grow from it. Perfectly put. If things don't go your way, learn from it and use that to develop experience in case you go through the same situation again. Similar to taking a test, if you're just gonna guess out of the norm, you're foolish. That's a foolish risk. But if you take an educated guess, be able to eliminate 2 out of the 4 answers and then guess, that's a smart and calculated risk. Number seven, they don't dwell on the past. Mentally strong people don't waste time dwelling on the past and wishing things could be different. They acknowledge their past and can say that they've learned from it. However, they don't constantly relive bad experiences or fantasize about the glory days. Instead, they live for the present and plan for the future. Don't dwell on your past. Simply put, know that you've had bad experiences and know that you've had those great experiences. Those were your glory days, but don't be that person that relives high school and talks about, oh man, how great was that? Remember when I scored that touchdown late in the game, won it, and relive that moment again and again and bring it up again and again to the new people you meet in college. Just like what the tip says, know those glory days, know those bad experiences, but don't bring them up. Live in the present and plan for the future that is ahead of you. Number eight, they don't make the same mistakes over and over. Mentally strong people accept responsibility for their behavior and learn from their past mistakes. As a result, they don't keep repeating those mistakes over and over again. Instead, they move on and make better decisions for their future. Number nine, they don't resent other people's success. Mentally strong people can appreciate and celebrate other people's success in life. They don't grow jealous or feel cheated when others overtake them. Instead, they recognize that success comes with hard work, and they are willing to work hard for their own chance at success. Basically, don't be jealous. That person that took the spot for the play that you wanted to be the lead for probably worked harder. You can admire them, but don't envy them. Instead, go up and maybe ask, oh, what can I do to get better? What can I do? Or what voice exercises do you go through before rehearsal? Learn from the person that you admire. Don't envy them and stop being jealous. Number 10, they don't give up after the first failure. Mentally strong people don't view failure as a reason to give up. Instead, they use failure as an opportunity to grow and to improve. They are willing to keep trying until they get it right. Number 11, they don't fear alone time. Mentally strong people can tolerate being alone, and they don't fear silence. They aren't afraid to be alone with their thoughts, and they can use downtime to be productive. They enjoy their own company and aren't dependent on others for companionship and entertainment all the time, but instead can be happy alone. FOMO, the fear of missing out. That's what number 11 is to most people. What could my friends be doing now? Man, I should check my Snapchat. I'm probably missing out. They're hanging out. They're doing something. No, learn to have your own alone time and to be productive. Number 12, they don't feel the world owes them anything. Mentally strong people don't feel entitled to things in life. They weren't born with a mentality that others would take care of them or that the world must give them something in return. Instead, they look for opportunities based on their own actions. The world owes you nothing and doesn't have to reward you anything for your effort. You could try your hardest at a task and still gain nothing from it. What's important to know is that if you do fail at the task after trying your hardest, you learn from your mistakes and focus on what you could do better next time. Just like with most of these tips, life is about experiences. If you fail the first time, do not give up. I'm telling you all that. Please do not give up. Keep on trying. You learn through experiences. That's what the meaning of life is. If someone asks you what the meaning of life is, tell them one word, and that word is experience. And lastly, number 13, they don't expect immediate results. Whether they are working on improving their health or getting a new business off the ground, mentally strong people don't expect immediate results. Instead, they apply their skills and time to the best of their ability and understand that real change takes time. Those were the 13 characteristics from Amy Morin's book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. So just to recap, here are those 13 characteristics again. Number 1, they don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. Number 2, they don't give away their power. Number 3, they don't shy away from change. Number 4, they don't waste energy on things they cannot control. Number 5, they don't worry about pleasing everyone. Number 6, they don't fear taking calculated risks. Number 7, they don't dwell on the past. Number 8, they don't make the same mistakes over and over again. Number 9, they don't resent other people's success. Number 10, they don't give up after failing the first time. Number 11, they don't fear being alone. Number 12, they don't feel the world owes them anything. And number 13, they don't expect immediate results. These may sound simple, but most of us do have those characteristics, and we need to stop and think and try to turn those bad characteristics around. By doing so, you are helping yourself improve to be a better person and continuing to spread the message of making you your best self. You attract to your life whatever you give attention, energy, and focus to, whether positive or negative. Thanks for tuning in to the Psych Me Out podcast. Make sure to tune in for the next one as I continue to make you the best you. DJ Nuts signing off.